Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Miracle Night, where health, emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental wellness are one. I am an educator, speaker, author, fitness trainer, and passionate about healthy living. Today's topic is Get Healthy Now. The category we're under is diet and fitness, and the subcategory is yoga. Now, I do have a very special guest with me today. Her name is Jessica Colatu, and she is very qualified to talk about this subject. She is a certified trainer for yoga and many, many more things, and you will find out about some more of those things. She is the creator of the Amen Approach, which is a four-step program to living a balanced life through positive attitude, music, exercise, and nutrition. So, Jessica, are you here?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Denise, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I am so glad you're joining me today. And as I said, you can add to anything that I mentioned already. I definitely want to leave you with enough to say. So are you ready for us to get started?
Absolutely.
All right. As I want to tell everybody who's listening in, Jessica is going to answer all the questions I'm going to ask her. And when you have questions, you may ask her or me also. All right, Jessica, the first question I have for you is, what makes you an expert in the field of yoga?
Well, I am a FIDA certified, first of all, I'm a FIDA certified group fitness instructor, and that is the Fitness Instructor and Training Academy. I hold certifications in dance, yoga, and Zumba. And I have been practicing yoga for over 15 years and teaching as a certified instructor over 10 years. I've taught at LA Fitness, at Curves, and I've owned my own yoga studio.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, continuing in this area, how does yoga fit under the category of Get Healthy Now?
Well, yoga is one of the most commonly used exercise styles, Denise, that helps people achieve physical and mental health and balance. So the results and benefits are immediate.
Wow, immediate. What does that mean, like within minutes or within hours or days?
Well, what it means is that as soon as you start doing yoga, you start feeling the results. So all you have to do is start practicing yoga. So within the first 5 minutes, even if like right now, if let's say whoever is listening, except if you're in the car or operating any machinery, but if you're just sitting down and listening, if you can just inhale and just inhale your arms all the way up to the sky and put your palms together and then exhale your arms down. And that's all you have to do. Do this 2-3 times and you can feel immediately the results of how you get the breath in and it oxygenates your brain and you just start feeling calm and balanced. So the more you do it and the longer you go into your yoga practice for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes or an hour, then you really start seeing the results and feeling that calmness and that centeredness and the power in your body as you go along. So that's what that means.
Wow, that is so fabulous. Now, you just mentioned a couple of benefits, but I think you once told me, 38 benefits from doing yoga. Would you please go into those 38 benefits one at a time and just explain what they are, why they are like that, and, what we can expect from gaining those benefits?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, 38 is just a number. There's a lot more benefits. And what I'm going to do is, because I know we have limited time, I'm not going to go into detail for every one of those 38 benefits that I'm going to talk about today, but I'm going to go through my list, and then I'm going to elaborate a little bit on a few of those 38. So according to Yoga Journal, which is one of the leading health and wellness yoga magazines, yoga has numerous for our mental, emotional, and physical health. And here are some of the benefits. First of all, it improves your flexibility. It builds muscle strength. When you go into those poses, there are certain poses that help you build the muscle strength. It perfects your posture. It prevents joint and cartilage breakdown. It protects your spine and it detoxifies it. I'm going to take a minute here to talk about the importance of having a healthy spine, because our spine is like our body's computer. So it communicates with all the organs and the systems. So when there is no movement, there's no flow of energy in the spine. And when there, a lot of the yoga poses are detoxifying, and mostly the ones where you do certain twists. So anything that helps your spine go into a twist and like a movement of the torso, it helps. It's kind of like a sponge. It kind of brings all the toxins out, all the stuff that has been stagnated in your spine and in the rest of your body. When you do certain yoga twisting, it helps the toxins get removed from your body. And as a matter of fact, you can achieve the same thing with some other forms of exercise, even by walking or swimming or even salsa dancing. But yoga in itself has so many benefits concentrated in that one practice. So detoxifying your spine and protecting it and strengthening it is one of the most important benefits that one can get from yoga. Next benefit is it betters your bone health. Did you have a question? You wanted to say something on it?
Yes, actually I did. You just mentioned something that really intrigued me. And I'm pretty sure if I am curious about it, some of the listeners will be also. With the detoxifying, what are some symptoms that your body is actually detoxifying itself before you go to the next benefit?
Okay, that's a great question, Denise. So, well, one of the most common symptoms is when you sweat. Our skin is our body's largest organ, and so when we sweat, we're actually releasing toxins. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is. But how do you know, how does your body know, or in which form do you release the toxins?
When you sweat, you release toxins.
Okay. Does it also to do when going back to the restroom?
Yeah, it's not. Sometimes, absolutely, you can experience symptoms like that too when you go to urinate or when you go for number two. Absolutely, because it helps relax your body. So what happens is when we get entangled in, you know, the daily hustle and bustle, and especially if we don't do any form of exercise, our body holds tension inside. So when we do yoga, especially because it's a relaxing form of exercise, although it depends, you know, there are different other types, there's different styles of yoga, but the ones that are, especially the ones that are more like a flow, like hatha yoga or flow yoga, vinyasa flow yoga, they're more relaxing. So the more you relax and then you do those poses, then when your body sweats, it releases the toxins. So as your body relaxes, your organs relax, and then also other things can be released. I've had people that cried in my yoga classes, not because I did anything special, but because it's just a way of releasing the toxins. We're not talking about just the physical toxins, but also the mental and the emotional ones, which are basically that it all starts from the mind. Whatever we think and whatever we feel, either it's consciously or subconsciously, and we're not aware of it, our body stores that in its cells. And so we go on living our daily lives and we hold on more and more tension. So when you do a relaxing practice such as yoga, it helps release all those toxins in various ways. So sometimes it can be through tears, sometimes it can be through sweating, sometimes it can be through urinating. These are just different ways that you know. And other times it's just like a certain body odor a certain odor that your body releases that only you can smell, and you kind of know there's something going on. Now, as a positive side effect, or let's say as an added benefit to detoxifying your body, is that you will feel that certain peace and calmness. Your central nervous system actually calms down. You can breathe better. Yoga is really beneficial for allergies and sinus problems. You can breathe better, and then you can sleep better. And the reason for that is not just because yoga is calming, but it actually, when you release the toxins, your central the toxins get into your central nervous system as well. So as you do and you detoxify your spine, the toxins from your central nervous system also get eliminated, and you can have more breath, more flow of energy, and more oxygenation and hydration in your body and in your brain. And this is one of the main reasons that people love doing yoga, and it can be like almost addictive because it feels so good, because it releases all the toxins from your body, your physical body, and your mental and emotional body. Does that answer the question?
Oh, yes, it does. And I really appreciate you saying these things, because we are living in such a polluted world that we definitely need to detox our body. So, yes, please continue with those benefits.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to add a little thing here that I am very grateful, because I have extended knowledge and training also in Chinese energetics and in hypnotherapy and certain other modalities. So I can really see the results of my clients and my students that actually practice yoga. And in general, I want to encourage everyone to do some form of exercise. You know, yoga might not be for everyone, or there, as I mentioned before, there are several types of yoga. So if you want a more powerful type of yoga, you can look at, you know, like different other styles. And if you want a more relaxing yoga, there are other choices, other options to look at. But whatever you do, do some kind of exercise. Okay, so I'm going to continue with some more benefits, and I'm going to go a little bit quickly through them because I know we only have a limited amount of time, and I have a ton of
we still have enough time. Don't worry.
Okay.
We still have almost 17 minutes till the end.
Wonderful. Okay, so yoga betters your bone health. You build healthy bones. It increases the blood flow. And here's one of my favorites. It drains your lymphatic system, and it boosts immunity. So our lymphatic system is basically what keeps us healthy. And when we have toxins, our lymphatic system gets kind of like an overload, and you can see your lymph glands get swollen. Sometimes when you see your face and it's all puffy, that's your lymph glands, okay, and they're swollen. So having a lymphatic drainage, that's one of the things, one of the benefits that you can get from yoga. It drains your lymphatic system, which also the lymphatic system is really, really important to drain the lymphatic system for cancer patients. Or even if you have a cold, a simple cold and flu, draining your lymphatic system through doing those twisting, detoxifying yoga poses like I talked about, the twists, that helps a lot. Okay, so continuing on with the benefits, it increases your heart rate, it lowers the risk of a heart attack, and it lowers the risk of depression, it drops your blood pressure, it regulates your adrenal glands, and it lowers the cortisol levels. That stress thing that you may have heard of, so that's what it does. It actually lowers your cortisol levels, okay, it's because it relaxes you so much. It increases the serotonin levels. And serotonin helps you sleep. It makes you happier. And let's see, another benefit is it helps you achieve a healthy lifestyle by decreasing your appetite and eating more consciously. So I know a lot of people love this, and so do I. When you actually do yoga, because you get so relaxed and everything, you're going to find that you don't want to eat as much, and you're more conscious about your eating. For some reason, some magical, wonderful reason, you feel like you want to eat healthier when you do yoga, because you also get an appreciation for your body. You want to honor your body and respect it and feed it nutritious foods. So that's one of the other wonderful things that you get from yoga. Moving on, we talked about the lowering the blood sugar and the LDL, the bad cholesterol, and it boosts your HDL, which is a good cholesterol. It helps you focus better, and it improves memory and coordination. So a lot of people that have been labeled with things like ADD, ADHD, or just have this belief that, oh, I can't focus, oh, my memory is bad, do some yoga. Take some good yoga breaths, some delicious breaths, as I like to call them, and you're going to see how, as you continue practicing yoga, your focus and concentration will be better because you're also going to be more relaxed, right? When we're stressed out, how can we ever focus when you have like a ton, a million things going on at the same time? So what yoga does for you, especially when you're trying to focus on those balancing poses where, you know, like one, you have one leg on the ground and the other leg is somewhere up, you know, trying to do that balance pose. That's like a really important thing because you don't want to fall down, right? So you put all your focus there and try to focus on your breathing and all these things. Get your mind off all the, you know, all the clutter of your everyday life. And at least for those minutes in that 1 hour that you do your yoga practice, you can get more focused and the, and it overflows to the rest of your day, that focus and concentration and calmness. So it helps you focus better. It improves the memory and coordination. It relaxes your overall system. It improves, especially after a certain age. I know that we kind of, you know, have some other challenges. So with yoga, you can actually see a really big difference. I remember one time when I was, after I finished teaching my class at LA Fitness, there was a gentleman that he was in his 70s, and he was doing a yoga pose that I was not even close to doing yet. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot believe it. And, you know, at that age, if I could do something like that, it would be incredible. So I asked him, and he told me he's been practicing for years, and like when we looked at his body, it was 70 or whatever age you are at is just a number. It's what is going on the inside of your body and how you take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. So when I watch the 70-year-old gentleman do an incredible yoga pose that a lot of 20 and 30-year-olds can't do, that gave me a lot of hope and something to look forward to. And it really, you know, it inspired me. All right, so it improves your balance and it balances your overall system. It balances the nervous system and induces relaxation. It releases limb tension. A lot of people with that restless leg syndrome, that's really good for that. All it is, it's trapped energy inside your body, okay? It helps you sleep better. We said that. It boosts the immune system's functionality. And what it does, it raises the antibody levels and it lowers them when needed. So when you're going through a cold or a flu or what have you, it raises the antibody levels and you can fight that cold or flu. It gives your lungs room to breathe, problems or asthma and things like that. What else? It prevents IBS or it helps with IBS. That's irritable bowel syndrome. A lot of people have this. And also other digestive problems like ulcer, constipation. And therefore, it also lowers the risk of colon cancer, which I know is a great concern for many people, especially in America. It gives you peace of mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It gives you peace of mind, inner balance and harmony. It increases your self-esteem. You know, when our body feels good, we feel good and we get more self-esteem. We feel stronger. It reduces and eases pains like arthritis, back pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, and other chronic conditions. And I want to take a minute and talk about this. And how I got started, I had been practicing yoga as a student, but what prompted me to actually get certified was that several years ago, I had just gotten my FIDA certification as a group fitness instructor. I was getting ready to teach, you know, like a lot of group fitness classes and a lot of, you know, like a Latin class, jumping up and down, dance classes as well. And then I had a car accident. So the doctor said, there's no way in heaven you can do this right now. You have to wait. And I, you know, I did the physiotherapy and I did chiropractic for the car accident because I had back pain and the relief was just temporary. So I thought, you know, there's something else I can do to make the, you know, to help my body feel more relief that lasts. And so I started practicing yoga specifically for back issues, for car accidents, for whiplash, for upper lower back pain. And I started creating a little program, and I thought, well, since I'm doing it, then I'm doing it anyway. Why not just go get certified, and that way I'll really know what I'm doing. So that's what prompted me, and I guess in a sense that car accident was a blessing in disguise, because I got so many benefits from my own yoga practice. And not only that, but also when I started teaching, seeing the difference that you can make in people's lives through yoga and sharing that practice and the knowledge is just priceless. So I still have students after all these years that I keep in touch with, and that's just, you know, a blessing in itself.
Oh, that sounds really awesome. By the way, did you do all the yoga in a class, or do you do it at home, or how did you start?
Well, when I started as a student, I did both at home and in a class. And when I started teaching, of course, I taught at different studios. My main one was LA Fitness, which is one of the largest gym chains in California. I'm not sure if they have in other states too, but definitely in California, it's one of the biggest ones, LA Fitness. And then I taught at Curves, and I also was running at some point, I was running my own, operating my own yoga studio. So, you know, I did that. Plus, I was doing my own yoga practice. So when I'm designing a yoga program, then I'll design it either at home, the gym, at a time when there's no one else around, and, you know, it's like a free time in the gym. Any other question in regards to that?
Well, I was just wondering what the physical and the emotional differences are when you do yoga in a class with other people together versus when you do it at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question, Denise. So, it depends on your personality as well. Some people are more introverts and they don't want to be around, and they want to, you know, focus and concentrate without anyone else, you know, distracting them. So for that personality type, at home, a practice at home is probably, you know, more beneficial. And then other people that are more extrovert and, you know, when we say you're a people person, then, of course, being around an environment with other people and sharing that energy can be more beneficial. And then there's a lot of people like myself that like to do a combination of both. So there are times that I just like to do my yoga practice like super early in the morning or really late at night and be on my own. And it's like a very sacred time for me. It's almost like church in a sense, okay? And then there are other times that I just love being around a group environment. Either I'm teaching a class or I'm taking a class, because as a yoga instructor, it's good for us yoga instructors to also take classes from other instructors. You can always learn something or just be there and show your support, that camaraderie. There's a lot of that in the yoga community, so that's really wonderful. I really appreciate that.
That sounds really good, because we do need the support from one another. Doesn't matter really in what it is, but especially we women, we love to be supported. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's true for everyone. You know, we're human beings and we were made to be in a, you know, in a community environment, in a supportive environment. We all need the support. There's one more thing I want to add, Denise, in regards to what we're talking about, you know, a yoga practice at home as opposed to a group environment. So one thing that I really want to stress out and I want to encourage, if you're a beginner, then I highly encourage you to go and join a class. And it's really important. The reason for that is that you may not be doing, you don't really know what you're doing when you're a beginner. And a good instructor will give you the foundation. So at least you know that you're breathing right. You know that we'll show you how your posture should be, so you can get the maximum benefits. And now I'm not talking about, you know, like the little strand of your hair should be facing the North Pole and you can't smile. You have to be like super serious, like some yoga instructors are, some yoga practices are. I'm talking about just focusing on the benefits of knowing how to position your body for a better balance, knowing when to breathe and how to breathe into your abdominal area, for example, or the different types of yoga breath, so that you can get the health benefits of it, not the show part of it, okay? Because, I do want to say there are some, sometimes that, we are more concerned about how we look, okay? I'm just encouraging everyone, go find a good yoga class, a good yoga instructor when you're a beginner, so that you can get the foundations right from the start and get them correctly. And then as you start getting more comfortable and confident, then you can also start practicing on your own if you want to. Okay?
All right. That sounds really good. So you actually did answer my next question. When is the best time for a yoga workout? So what you're actually saying, if I hear you correctly, is any time you can fit it in your schedule. I mean, you should make a schedule and kind of stay consistent. At least that's what I find for myself. If I go consistently to the gym and do my workouts, I feel better the entire day than when I just, once here and once there. So is that the same with the yoga? Because it's also mental and emotional and physical balancing.
Well, yes. Well, first of all, to answer the question, what is the best time to do yoga, a.m. or p.m.? Again, it depends on your schedule and it depends on your personality. All right, some people are not morning people. You cannot get them to do yoga. They're just going to hate it. So if afternoon or later in the evening works best for you, then do it at the time that works best for you. And for other people, such as myself, I prefer to get my yoga practice done in the morning or whatever exercise, because that way I know I can stay consistent before my busy day starts. I will do my yoga practice. And I'm going to quote Dr. Pat Allen here in one of my favorite quotes of hers, that she says, "Total spontaneity produces chaos. Self-discipline allows room for spontaneity." So,
can you repeat that, please?
Yes, absolutely. So it goes like this. Total spontaneity produces chaos. Self-discipline allows room for spontaneity. And what this means is that when we don't have a schedule, I mean, it's really great to be spontaneous and have fun whenever we feel like it. However, when we're just totally spontaneous, there's no schedule, there's a lot of things we don't get done, and some of them are really important. So there is a way that you can, how do you say the expression in English? Have your cake and eat it too?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a way. Create a schedule.
All right. I am sorry to cut you short. It's been so interesting, but we have only 65 seconds left. So I want to give you a chance real quick to say what your gifts are for the people who stay to the end, and then we can go and give our contact information real quick.
That's right. Well, thank you, Denise. Time went by so fast. So, yes, I do have a couple of special gifts, and the first gift is a 30-minute complimentary consultation to answer your questions, concerns, or blocks on health and life issues in any area that you're stuck in, and I can give you some solutions and help you get unstuck and move, okay? It can be for fitness or it can be on any other life or health issues. So I will offer. And the second one, the complimentary attendance for the launch of my 4-step signature system, the Amen Approach. And my contact information is, you can email. Do we have time for that?
Actually, we have 4 seconds left. So the contact information is Jessica with a K and H, Kollatou, Kollatou, @gmail.com. Or you can go to her www.theamenapproach.com. That's if you want to check it out on the thing. And my contact information is dythompson@mickleknight.com or the web www.mickleknight.com. My phone number is 562-335-4956. And Jessica's number is 310-591-4608. So we're going to say until next week, stay healthy and empowered, and don't hesitate to contact us. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Have a great day, everyone. Thank you.